was the Virgin Mary really, and what dark and mysterious secrets surround her life and role in sacred history? Join us on an unexplored journey that unveils untold aspects of the Mother of Jesus. Discover a new perspective that will challenge your beliefs. The story of the Virgin Mary begins long before her own birth, rooted in ancient scriptures and prophecies that foretold the coming of a Savior. In Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14, we find one of the most well-known and discussed prophecies. Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son and will call him Emmanuel. This declaration, made hundreds of years before Mary's birth, already sowed the mystery and expectation about the role she would play. The Jewish community of the time was very familiar with these scriptures. The prophecies were not only a reason for hope, but also for intense debate. In Micah chapter 5, verses 2 to 3, another prophecy adds more details about the origin of the Messiah. But you, Bethlehem Ephrathah, though you are small among the clans of Judah, out of you will come for me one who will be ruler over Israel, whose origins are from of old, from ancient times. These words clearly pointed to an extraordinary event that would change the course of history. Mary's lineage is equally significant and shrouded in an aura of mystery. Coming from the house of David, her ancestry met the necessary conditions for the Messiah to come from a royal line, thus fulfilling another series of prophecies. However, beyond the genealogical aspects, Mary's life from birth was marked by signs and events that foreshadowed her crucial role in the history of salvation. From her childhood, Mary was the object of inexplicable phenomena. Some apocryphal accounts and oral traditions suggest that her birth was accompanied by unusual events. It was said that a bright light illuminated the room when she was born, and that her mother, Anna, had visions that announced the special destiny of her daughter. These events not only amazed those who witnessed them, but also generated an aura of mystery and fear around the young Mary. As she grew, Mary showed exceptional wisdom and piety for her age. It was common to see her in the temple, dedicating long hours to prayer and the study of the scriptures. These qualities did not go unnoticed. The community recognized her as someone different, but this difference also put her in a vulnerable position. Living under constant scrutiny and the expectation of a prophesied destiny was not easy. Stories about her future divine motherhood began to circulate, and with them came threats and danger. Dark forces also seemed to be aware of her importance. Mary was the subject of strange attacks and threatening events that seemed to try to divert or prevent her mission. Dark tales speak of shadowy figures lurking near her home and attempting to corrupt her spirit. These stories, though difficult to verify, added a layer of tension and suspense to her daily life. Mary grew up amidst these circumstances, protected by her faith and a deep understanding of her purpose. Her life, enveloped in promise and threat, reflected the constant struggle between the forces of good and evil. In the context of the prophecies of Isaiah and Micah, her very existence became a spiritual battlefield. Thus, Mary's origins are not only marked by the prophecies that heralded the Messiah, but also by the dark and mysterious events that surrounded her life from the beginning. This environment of constant expectation and danger shaped the young woman who was destined to be the mother of Jesus, setting the stage for the extraordinary events to follow. What thoughts and emotions must have crossed the mind of a young woman at the appearance of a celestial being announcing a transcendent destiny? In Luke chapter 1, verses 26 and 27, the encounter of Mary with the Archangel Gabriel is narrated. In the sixth month, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. This passage marks the beginning of an extraordinary event that would change the course of history. Before this decisive moment, Mary experienced a series of disturbing visions that left her deeply unsettled. In dreams, she saw angelic figures surrounded by light, speaking to her in strange tongues and sending cryptic messages. These experiences, though disconcerting, also prepared her for the imminent divine announcement. It was as if a part of her soul already knew that something grand was about to happen, though she did not fully understand what it was. On the day of the encounter, the Archangel Gabriel appeared to her while Mary was in prayer. Luke chapter 1 verse 28 describes, "The angel went to her and said, 'Greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you.'" Gabriel's presence, bright and majestic, filled the room with a supernatural light, provoking in Mary a mixture of awe and fear. The angel continued, and in Luke chapter 1, verses 30 to 33, he said, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever. His kingdom will never end." These words, though full of promise and glory, also brought with them an enormous burden. Mary, a humble young woman from Nazareth, was chosen to carry the Son of God in her womb. Mary responded with uncertainty, asking how this could happen since she was a virgin. Luke chapter 1 verse 34 says, "How will this be?" Mary asked the angel, "since I am a virgin." Human doubt and logic confront divine mystery, but Gabriel offered her an explanation that transcended earthly understanding. In Luke chapter 1 verse 35, he assured her, "The Holy Spirit will come on you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God." As the celestial message unfolded, Mary went through a series of emotions, fear, confusion, and finally, profound acceptance. In Luke chapter 1 verse 38, her response reflects unwavering faith and obedience. "I am the Lord's servant," Mary answered. "May your word to me be fulfilled." Then the angel left her. With these words, Mary accepted her role in the divine plan, despite not fully understanding the implications. The encounter with Gabriel not only marked the beginning of the Immaculate Conception of Jesus, but also revealed Mary's profound spirituality and strength. The previous visions and the celestial announcement placed Mary in a position of honor, but also of great responsibility and challenge. In her acceptance, we find an example of faith and courage that resonates through the ages. Why did a humble carpenter and his young wife have to embark on a strenuous journey just before the birth of their son? In Luke chapter 2, verses 1 to 3, we are told, "In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world." This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to their own town to register. Thus, Joseph and Mary were forced to travel from Nazareth to Bethlehem, the city of David, to comply with the census. The journey was not easy. Mary, in the final stages of her pregnancy, had to endure the long and exhausting trek. Luke chapter 2 verse 4 continues, "So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David." The difficulties of the journey were evident: steep paths, the cold of the night, and the constant need to find safe refuge. Each step was a test of endurance and faith. Their arrival in Bethlehem did not alleviate their problems. The small town was crowded with those who had also come to register. Luke chapter 2 verse 7 tells us, "She gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger because there was no guest room available for them." Unable to find adequate lodging, Joseph and Mary took refuge in a stable, a humble place far from public attention. In that humble and almost hidden setting, the Savior of the world came into the world. However, the birth did not go unnoticed by all. From the shadows, mysterious figures observed the event. Some were shepherds alerted by an angel about the birth in Luke chapter 2 verses 8 and 9. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them. But there were also others whose presence suggested darker interests. These unidentified observers seemed to be driven by both benign and malign forces. While some came with pure intentions, others seemed to lurk with unknown purposes. This suspense added a layer of mystery and danger to the already extraordinary birth. Micah chapter 5 verse 2 had predicted, "But you, Bethlehem Ephrathah, though you are small among the clans of Judah, out of you will come for me one who will be ruler over Israel." Thus, the humble stable of Bethlehem became the setting for a collision of cosmic forces observed by celestial and earthly entities. This secret birth, surrounded by mysterious observers, highlighted the duality of the event. The humility of the Messiah's arrival and the great expectation and fear it generated among the observers of the divine and the evil. As the news of Jesus' birth spread, the implications of this event extended far beyond the small town of Bethlehem, touching both heaven and earth. What led the Holy Family to become refugees in foreign lands? In Matthew chapter 2, verses 13 to 15, it is recounted, "When they had gone, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream. 'Get up,' he said, 'take the child and his mother and escape to Egypt. Stay there until I tell you, for Herod is going to search for the child to kill him.' So he got up, took the child and his mother during the night, and left for Egypt, where he stayed until the death of Herod. And so was fulfilled what the Lord had said through the prophet, 'Out of Egypt I called my son.'" The journey to Egypt was not just a geographic displacement, but a journey fraught with uncertainty and danger. Aware of the mortal threat posed by Herod, Joseph and Mary departed in the darkness of the night. The route they took was arduous and perilous, filled with difficult paths and inhospitable regions. Every noise in the darkness, every shadow in the distance, could be a potential threat. The massacre ordered by Herod, known as the Massacre of the Innocents, instigated constant fear in the Holy Family. Matthew chapter 2 verse 16 describes Herod's brutality. "When Herod realized that he had been outwitted by the Magi, he was furious, and he gave orders to kill all the boys in Bethlehem and its vicinity who were 2 years old and under, in accordance with the time he had learned from the Magi." The cruelty of this act underscored the urgency of their flight. During their time in Egypt, Joseph, Mary, and the child Jesus lived in constant fear of being discovered. Apocryphal accounts and oral traditions suggest that their existence was marked by encounters with strangers, some offering help, others posing veiled threats. These encounters added a dark element to their exile. For instance, it is said that a man in a market, seeing the child Jesus, offered refuge to the family, but his true intentions were suspicious. Was he an envoy of evil trying to capture them? This environment of distrust and constant danger highlighted the vulnerability of the Holy Family. Despite the circumstances, Joseph and Mary maintained unwavering faith, trusting in the divine instructions they had received. Their time in Egypt, though filled with hardships, was also a period of spiritual strengthening and divine protection. According to some accounts, angels continued to appear in Joseph's dreams, guiding and protecting the family. Herod's threat not only represented a physical danger, but also an attempt by the forces of evil to eliminate the Messiah from his infancy. The flight to Egypt, besides being a measure of survival, became a test of faith and obedience. The eventual return of the Holy Family to Israel after Herod's death fulfilled the prophecy, "Out of Egypt I called my son," marking the end of a chapter of exile and the beginning of a new stage in Jesus' life. This chapter of the flight to Egypt and the constant threat reveals the fragility and strength of those chosen for a divine purpose. The Holy Family, though harassed by danger, remained firm in their mission, protected and guided by faith that overcomes fear and adversity. What secrets hide the childhood years of Jesus in Nazareth, and what was really the relationship between a mother and her son destined to change the world? In Luke chapter 2, verses 39 and 40, it is narrated, "When Joseph and Mary had done everything required by the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee, to their own town of Nazareth, and the child grew and became strong. He was filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was on him." These verses offer a glimpse into the hidden years of Jesus, a fundamental but sparsely documented period in the scriptures. Aware of Jesus' special destiny, Mary and Joseph face the challenge of raising him in the quiet town of Nazareth. Mary, in particular, developed a deep and protective relationship with her son. Daily life was filled with teachings and learnings, not only of practical skills, but also of spiritual principles. Mary, who had witnessed supernatural events since the announcement of the angel Gabriel, tried to balance the normalcy of family life with the constant awareness of Jesus' divine nature. During these years, episodes of minor miracles and inexplicable events occurred, which Mary and Joseph kept secret. Luke chapter 2, verse 51 tells us, "Then he went down to Nazareth with them and was obedient to them. But his mother treasured all these things in her heart." These events were not openly shared to protect Jesus' identity and safety. For example, it is said that on one occasion, Jesus healed an injured bird, a simple but miraculous act that Mary witnessed with astonishment and reverence. Life in Nazareth was not always easy. The family faced economic and social challenges, living in a small community where everyone knew each other. Joseph, as a carpenter, taught Jesus his trade, and together they worked to support the family. In this environment, Jesus grew not only in stature and strength, but also in wisdom and grace, as mentioned in Luke chapter 2, verse 52. "And Jesus grew in wisdom and stature, and in favor with God and man." In addition to daily challenges, Mary had the task of preparing Jesus for his divine mission. Whenever she faced difficulty, she found strength in her faith and the promises that had been revealed to her. Despite minor miracles and signs of Jesus' divinity, life had to continue with an appearance of normalcy. Mary and Joseph were aware that any undue attention could bring danger. The inexplicable episodes were not limited to miracles alone. There were moments when Jesus demonstrated spiritual understanding and wisdom beyond his age. During a visit to Jerusalem, Jesus stayed in the temple, speaking with the teachers and astonishing everyone with his knowledge and understanding. Luke chapter 2, verses 46 and 47 narrates this event. "After 3 days, they found him in the temple courts, sitting among the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions. Everyone who heard him was amazed at his understanding and his answers." These hidden years of Jesus, filled with mystery and minor miracles, were fundamental to his development. Under the loving guidance of Mary and Joseph, Jesus grew not only as an obedient and hard-working child, but also as the future Messiah, prepared for his divine mission. The combination of normal life with supernatural events created a solid foundation for the man who would soon change the world forever. How does a mother endure the supreme pain of seeing her son die on a cross? The crucifixion of Jesus was the fulfillment of many prophecies, and Mary's pain was a profound reflection of this tragic fulfillment. In John chapter 19, verses 25 to 27, it is described, "Near the cross of Jesus stood his mother's sister, Mary the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus saw his mother there, and the disciple whom he loved standing nearby, he said to her, 'Woman, here is your son,' and to the disciple, 'Here is your mother.' From that time on, this disciple took her into his home. At the foot of the cross, Mary experienced indescribable pain. Her heart, full of love and suffering, endured the sight of her son tortured and dying. She remembered the words of the elderly Simeon, who had prophesied her pain in Luke chapter 2, verses 34 and 35. Then Simeon blessed them and said to Mary, his mother, "This child is destined to cause the falling and rising of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be spoken against, so that the thoughts of many hearts will be revealed, and a sword will pierce your own soul too." Every hammer blow, every scream from Jesus was like a sword piercing Mary's soul. While witnessing the crucifixion, Mary had visions that intensified her suffering even more. Amid the physical horror she witnessed, her spiritual eyes opened to a cosmic battle between the forces of good and evil. She saw angels and demons fiercely fighting for the souls of men, understanding that her son's sacrifice was the climax of this spiritual battle. Her role as the mother of the Messiah acquired an even deeper and more painful dimension. These visions revealed to Mary the universal impact of the crucifixion. On the spiritual plane, she perceived the struggle between darkness and light. In the darkest moment, when Jesus exclaimed, my God, why have you forsaken me?" Matthew chapter 27, verse 46. Mary felt the weight of the world's sin falling upon her son. Her crucial role in this struggle was manifested in her pain and strength, sustaining faith amid despair. The crucifixion was not only a historical and theological event, but also a deeply personal and emotional experience for Mary. In her pain, Mary remained firm, understanding that her suffering was intimately linked to the divine plan of redemption. Her unwavering fidelity and love were a testament to the power of sacrifice and faith. Jesus' sacrifice and Mary's pain remind us of the price of redemption and the power of unconditional love. This story is not only a chronicle of past events, but an invitation to reflect on our own faith and spiritual commitment. If you want to explore more about the life of the Virgin Mary and other impactful stories, subscribe to our channel so you don't miss any revealing chapters.